Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
I tell you what, that's because we've stumbled onto a story here. We've been given a heads up from the field marshal that there's a truck, a big double that's heading to Adelaide with turf on the back, and we've been able to track down the man that is driving that truck. 10-4, 10-4, big buddy, you've got a copy now. Steve from Alexandra. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Tim, how you going?
Ah, mate, we're going well. Now, can you confirm what you've got on the back of that big truck of yours?
Well, it's not a double. The doubles are following me, but I've just come past. I didn't realise, Tim, they did name that town Kimballer after.
Have you just gone past there?
I've just gone past Pink Lake, yeah, nil.
Okay, what do you got on the back there, Steve?
I've got the turf for the ground.
Yep.
Same stuff
at
the
MCG. So you got this. You got a mat. How much turf have you got? Yep. You and the convoy as you head towards that, and you're going to Adelaide Oval.
We've been doing lots of trucks from Sunday night through to last night.
Okay. To Adelaide.
Today should be the end of it.
Okay. Now, was all this planned, or is this an emergency supply?
No, it's all planned. Yep. After the cheering concerts.
Okay. So there's plenty of time. There's plenty of time to lay this turf. Yep.
Oh, yeah, they can
play
on it tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah, that puts our mind at rest, because that game's not until Saturday at 4:35 for Port Adelaide and Brisbane Lions. Yeah, do you have to do any of the laying, Stevie, or do you just get the...
No, we're just on the transport side of it for HG to grow it, yeah.
And what's...
You know where Cathedral Golf Club is, don't you, Gary?
Yeah, I do indeed, right. Yeah.
Up there all the time.
If you fly up to there, you'll fly straight over it.
Yep, okay, and what's the ETA with the turf there in Adelaide?
11:30.
11? No, you won't get there by 11:30, will you? You're in nil now.
Yeah, 11:30.
Okay, another 2 hours, or 3 hours, yeah? You'll get there.
That's what Mr. Doodlehead's telling me.
Seen any Smokies?
No. That's a big 10-4. A couple of boys in front of me, then me, then another one of our blokes, then a few contractors with the big trucks.
What's your snack of choice there in the truck, Steve?
I've just had some grapes, and I've just had a couple of little dry bickies.
A little dry bickie with a little bit of Vegemite on it, is it?
Yeah, a little bit of
veggies. Hey, Steve, my dad was a transport driver, and when I was a kid, we used to go with him in the truck, and he wouldn't stop. We used to have to pee in Coke bottles and throw them out the window.
No, not quite that bad. There's good truck stops around now.
Hey, Steve, you travel safely, my friend. We appreciate you taking our call, and it's good news for all those Port Adelaide fans that the turf's going to get there in plenty of time to be laid for the game against the Lions.
The MCG looks beautiful.
It does. It looks magnificent. Can you just give us a big 10-4 before you go?
10-4, big buddy. Over and out.
There he is. How good is that? That's Steve from Alexandria. He's picked up. There's about 3 or 4 truckloads on the way. They've been going for a few days, Fieldy, so it's not just today. And they're going to get there in plenty of time, he says. So, once again, Wispy Watson, not Kingy, Wispy Watson has got to the bottom of it.